This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and woo, am I excited today. I say that a lot, but I'm really excited today because I have David Dean, the one and only comedian extraordinaire, a friend of many, and a family to us, like family. Brother, we are doing a comedy night. I just have to throw it out there, and I'm so excited. Are you ready for this?
Am I invited?
You're coming. You're absolutely.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you're the host of the show. You're the man of the hour.
Hey, all of a sudden, my excitement level just got a lot higher because I thought maybe you were just like inviting me. Did I want to sit in the front row and heckle some? But I'm the person that's standing on stage and talking and making people laugh.
Yes.
You know what?
That's
I'm going to start
you.
Googling right now how to be a comedian. I'm going to Google it right now.
I'm excited. Figure it out because June 19th on a Saturday night at Life Changing Church in Angola is happening. We got the okay. I know it's right around the corner. We felt like if you were available, we need another night of laughter. Don't you think that people are ready for this?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the question I get most often when people stop me locally, and I mean throughout Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, mm-hmm. but hey, when are you going to perform nearby? That's the question I ask constantly. When will you be performing nearby? Because a prophet's without honor in his own hometown, so I always go to other parts of the country, never my backyard. I'm in my backyard Saturday, June 19th, and I get to tell everybody, this is your opportunity. Bring friends, bring family. That cranky old uncle or that mean neighbor whose dog makes duty in your yard, bring him to this night because this is the night you want to bring somebody. It's going to be great.
You know, we did this just 2 years ago. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So pandemic happened, COVID happened, and we all kind of shut down. We couldn't wait to be able to do this again. And here we are being able to do this again at the same location we did. We had such a great night. And I remember people in the audience, we laughed so hard at some of the people in the audience because they were laughing so hard. Did you remember that?
Oh, like it was yesterday. And I tell people after 33 years of doing comedy full time, and I was just on the road over the weekend doing a couple shows, and I never, ever tire of watching people as I'm telling stories and making people, they're wiping tears and couples are looking at each other and old people are throwing their head back. I never get tired of seeing it. It's you know, God's the doctor. I'm just the pharmacist passing out endorphins. And I enjoy watching the response of people. It's healthy.
It really is. It feels so good. So here you are making people laugh and we love that. And you said you love watching that. Do you get a heckler every place you go? Is there like some person? Because typically it seems like there's always someone that likes to talk out. Yeah, that was funny, David. You know.
Well, I will tell you one of the earmarks that, and not a good earmark either. A trait that COVID has kind of programmed into us is that we stay at home and watch TV or Netflix or whatever, and so we have this built-in response just to naturally talk back to the TV.
Sure.
Or like when a commercial comes on and asks, are you suffering from this and this and this? And I always say, no, no, yes, yes, no. So I think sometimes people have been programmed to like talk back to their TV. So when they see a live show, they've got this need to just kind of blurt something out. I might ask a rhetorical question. People are like, no, we never do that. Well, you're in an auditorium with 300 other people. Please don't yell, but I'm still going to have fun with it. Now that you've talked, you're in trouble.
So you're really not afraid of that because I've seen you for years. I mean, we go way, way back and we've been through a lot of things. You are expecting that someone could talk out and say something and you just have fun with it.
That's the beauty of comedy and especially improvisational comedy is expect the unexpected. I walk out on stage. It's a great job. You walk out on stage and it's like working without a net. You're a high wire act with no net. What's going to happen if I miss and slip and fall? How do we recover from there? And Johnny Carson was one of the best. He always hoped and prayed that his guest would mess up so he could respond to the camera. And so I love interacting. I love playing with the crowd, the audience, and I don't mind a little chit chat here and there. Every crowd to me is like a middle school convention. There's just always some kids that are just going to talk back and yell and say something. That's just our culture, right?
It is. Well, David, I could do this for an hour, but we just want to make this big announcement today. It's happening Saturday, June 19th. life-changing church in Angola that night, 7 p.m. We're going to laugh our heads off. And I'll tell you this, don't listen, David, tickets are only $5. And you
can't.
That's not bad at all. We want families to come and be able to afford to come. So thanks to a sponsor for making that possible. That night, you can find out now, tickets at star883.com. And you can also see all about it on our social media. We got to run, David. We'll see you June 19th. Love you, brother.
I'll be there. Love you too. Thanks, friends.
Again, once more, you can find out about tickets at star883.com and click on my conversations link.